It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic, biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And boy, Joel Rosen saying that we were 10 degrees above average temperatures for the month of March. And this is the first month, the first time that March has actually come and gone without a significant snowfall or rainfall. We had very little precipitation in March. And of course, that makes things relatively dry out there. The dryness, I think, is responsible for the lack of frog calls. Now, it's early for frogs to begin calling, but there should be some frogs calling out there this time of year. The wood frogs have begun to call. The northern, or now they're called the boreal chorus frogs, have begun to call. The wood frogs, on average, 14th of April is the first song. This year, April 5th, was my first experience with wood frogs singing. Let's see, 2002, the 16th, I'm looking. April 22nd, 9 days late in 2008, and last year, April 17th. So we're well ahead of average for wood frogs calling. You can hear them. They've got that kind of duck quacking tone, and if you're out and you hear this sort of call, why, you might be listening to wood frog. And in the background there, you could hear the spring peepers, and of course they are, as their name implies, kind of peeping right now. I've heard a few of those, and the boreal or western chorus frog is also singing at this time of year, so you can listen for those. The boreal chorus frog sounds a bit like somebody running their thumb down a comb. Among the other things that are happening, boy, birds are coming back into this country just lickety-split all over the place. So keep your eyes out. Every day should be a new bird coming in. This week, of course, there are huge flocks of robins around. I saw a flock of almost 100 robins on a field by my house. Northern harriers, those low-flying hawks that carry their wings in a dihedral and a big V above their body and sort of float over the grasses and the fields and watch for mice and voles and whatnot. They're out there flying around now, a few of them. Turkey vultures are coming back, and there's another bird that holds its wings above the plane of its body in kind of a V. So watch for birds carrying their wings above the body, one down low, the northern harrier, and one up high, the turkey vulture. Lots of reports of loons back in the area, though the loons have not returned to Crooked Lake yet this year, and several other people I know have had the same sort of experience, loons not returning to the lakes. I think part of that is that they are, you know, they're patterned. They have adapted probably to day length to note when it's time to return to the area and to start looking to see if the ice is out of their lakes. So based on day length, you know, you'd probably, if you were a loon, you'd say, well, around the 8th, 9th, I got to get up to northern Minnesota and start flying over my lake, because on the 16th or 18th or 20th or 23rd, you know, the ice goes out. A lake like Wabana, typically the ice is out there on the 23rd or 24th of the month. And Ron Radicke called this morning and said the ice was out of Wabana on the 3rd of April. So it's almost 3 weeks early for ice out. And of course, the loons, you know, they're a little confused. But there are loons on Pekegama, and there are loons over in Shingabee Lake, over in Akeley, and lots of birds back. Blue herons are back. Number of reports of blue herons around the area. So keep your eye out for all of the new birds coming into the area. Leatherwood is blooming at my house. I checked some plants in the woods yesterday, and I didn't see any blooms on them, but they're more shaded. The one at my house is kind of out in the open, so it's probably a little bit early, but I'd say 20% of the flowers on the leatherwood in my yard are in bloom right now. First flowers on average for leatherwood are April 24th, and that would put it at 19 days early, which is darn near 3 weeks early for leatherwood. If you live in an area where there is leatherwood, and that isn't everywhere, but it is a lot of the places around here, start watching for those little yellow flowers to appear out there. And another early blooming plant, fly honeysuckle. The buds are open, they're about a half an inch long, and you can see the twin flowers kind of laying in there. And as the flowers develop, they have a sort of a purple hue to them as they're just coming out of the buds. But they will very soon become yellow, and they're a beautiful pale yellow twin flower because it's a honeysuckle. It'll have twin flowers, and they will be blooming, I would say, within the week, if the weather stays pretty moderate the way it has been. With fly honeysuckles, what you're going to notice are the leaves and the flowers come out together. Now, on the leatherwood, it's flower and then leaf. And in the fly honeysuckle, it's leaves and flowers. And so as I walk through the woods looking for fly honeysuckle, what I look for are these green leaves. And you will be able to see those. And when you do, walk over and take a close look, and you'll probably find those little twin flowers. Another plant that's beginning to flower, this past week, on Tuesday last week, the silver maple in my yard was in full flower. I could see both the stamens, the male parts of the flower with the pollen, and the stigmas, the female parts of the flowers with their little red fingers out there ready to accept pollen. So the silver maple was in full flower this past week. The red maple in my yard yesterday, I was able to knock pollen off of the stamens. And I wasn't able to find any stigmas. Now, perhaps the tree I looked at, maples are a special case because you can have male and female on the same tree, or you can have a tree that's all male or a tree that's all female. So I didn't see any female flowers on the branches that I could reach. And looking at the other red maple right next to it, it really hadn't begun to flower yet. But the first flowers are out on the red maples. And if you watch the red maples over the next week or so, you're going to see them get redder and redder and redder. They're really going to be quite spectacular very soon. If you're lucky enough to have an elm tree in your yard, check it out. Elms are in full flower right now. It's kind of the flowers are usually up pretty high on the elms, but they have a nice yellow color. You're going to want to climb up there and have a look at them. I was out in the swamps the other day. I looked up on the high ground, and my European larch, which is a relative of the tamarack, is dotted with these big, like quarter-inch wide green dots as the needles are just opening up. Buds are just opening up, and the needles are just tight right in there. These little, large green dots. I mean, they're almost as big as the end of your little finger. But the tamaracks, I went and looked at the native tamaracks, and both in the swamp and on high ground, they have little tiny dots of green where the fascicles, those are those little structures that needles will emerge from. Those fascicles are just beginning to open up, and you can see little green dots on the tamaracks. And believe me, that's early. It's really not at all common for that to happen. 24th of April is our average date for that. We're 21 days early this year. We were a day late last year. In 2008, we were 19 days late. So very early for tamaracks to be showing signs of green right now. A lot of ice went out on a lot of lakes. We mentioned that. One final note this week, and I want to kind of focus in on the willows, the willow family. And that includes all of the aspens and many of the pussy willows that you're looking at out there. So pussy willows, if you're looking at pussy willows these days, you'll see that some have begun to get quite yellow. Others are quite green. I saw some red ones yesterday. And if you look carefully, you will see that you have male flowers on some plants and female flowers on others. The willows are divided, male and female. And the pussy willows are really starting to show some colors right now. If you look at them, you'll be able to pick out which are male and which are female. The males, of course, lots of pollen, so lots of yellow. The females, sometimes green, sometimes yellow, sometimes red, but the flowers are different from the males, and if you look carefully, you'll pick it out right away, the difference between them, and keep an eye on them as they develop. Another member of the willow family are the aspens, and the trembling aspens are, the males are absolutely, they're probably past their peak really right now. They are big catkins, 2-3 inch long catkins that are sort of a silvery gray color, and they are releasing pollen. You can't really make out the female flowers on the other aspens. Aspens are just like willows, males and females. So the ones with the catkins on them that you're looking at right now are male trembling aspens. And the female flowers are small, kind of indistinct right now, but as they develop, they will form a catkin as well. And that will be kind of green looking, and then one day that will, those will rupture and seeds will fly, but that's further down the road. So right now what you're looking at, if you're out looking and you see these catkins, you'll see, especially if they get backlit early morning, late afternoon, they get backlit by the sun and they look almost like clouds of gray caught in the forest. And those are the male trembling aspens. Now the male Grande Dentata, the big tooth aspens, have just begun to break their buds. I have one in my yard that I can see with binoculars, and I was looking at it yesterday, and it's just beginning to show the little fuzzy buds, almost like a pussy willow, kind of a, just the start of a catkin, and they'll begin to distend before too long. But the aspens and the willows are really where the flowers are at right now. So if you want to check out some easy ones to pick out, why, check the pussy willows, check the aspens, and you won't be disappointed. There's lots to see. And of course, there's hundreds of other things to see as well. I hope you'll keep your eyes open. And when you see some of that stuff, you'll take the time to send us an email or give us a call to our talkback line and let us know what's happening in your neighborhood. That's the Phenology Show for today. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back again next week.